EPA has let industry know what its renewable fuel benchmarks will be for 2008. And getting information about current air quality data is now easier than ever, thanks to a partnership between the federal government and Google. Today is November 30th, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
If you're worried about how the Rapanos decision might affect your company, there's still time to act. EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are extending the public comment period for an interagency joint guidance on the scope of the Clean Water Act's geographic jurisdiction. The planned guidance is a response to the Supreme Court's landmark decision in Rapanos versus the United States. The public comment period has been extended 45 days, and comments on the guidance and experiences with its implementation are now due by January 21, 2008. The landmark case decided the scope of federal agencies' jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. Comments can be submitted at www.regulations.gov. EPA is setting a new renewable fuel standard of 4.66% to meet a mandate in the 2005 Energy Policy Act. The Act requires that at least 5.4 billion gallons of renewable fuels be blended into transportation gasoline in 2008. Based on the standard, each party determines the minimum volume of renewable fuel that it must ensure is used in its motor vehicle fuel. The standard for 2007 was 4.02%. equating to roughly 4.7 billion gallons. Under the Act, the overall volume target increases every year, reaching 7.5 billion gallons in 2012. Coming up, a Mississippi River task force is asking for public opinion on pollutants that could endanger the Mississippi Basin, and the nation's most popular online geographic program now allows the public to visualize current levels of air pollution across the country. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
The Gulf Hypoxia Task Force, chaired by EPA, this week released its 2008 Revised Gulf Hypoxia Action Plan. The plan identifies efforts to track progress, update the science, and adapt actions to reduce nutrients flowing from 31 states into the Mississippi River. The excess nutrients are believed to impair waterways throughout the states and result in an annual dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. The revised plan, which is open for public comment until January 4, 2008, includes several changes from the current action plan, first published in 2001. EPA's real-time scientific air quality information is now available on Google Earth. The information tool, launched this week, hourly accesses EPA's AirNow database, allowing the Air Quality Index to display the most current air quality conditions. Public health officials, media outlets, and the general public can now view timely air quality information by city on Google Earth. According to EPA, asthmatics, children, and other sensitive populations who depend on accurate pollutant information to make decisions about their activity levels can benefit from using the tool to get information on a daily and hourly basis. As part of the agreement, media outlets can also show pollutant readings on Google Earth. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.